I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Soap Blueprint. We're diving deep into something we all struggle with at times, perfectionism and that relentless inner critic. You know that voice, right? The one that whispers not good enough even when you've accomplished something amazing. Yeah, let's squash it together. Because trust me, striving for excellence is awesome, but getting bogged down in perfectionism is a total buzzkill. This isn't just about being nicer to yourself, although that's a huge part of it. This is about unlocking your full potential and actually enjoying the journey. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing this imaginary finish line? Like even when you reach it, there's another one just around the corner. That's perfectionism at work, always setting the bar higher, never feeling satisfied. It can leave you exhausted, burned out, and honestly, kinda miserable. So how do we break free from this cycle? Let's get into 5 key takeaways to help you ditch the inner critic and start living with more self-compassion and confidence. 1. Recognize your inner critic. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to those negative thoughts, the ones that judge your every move, dissect your flaws, and tell you you're not good enough. Name them. Acknowledge them. You don't have to agree with them, just recognize they're there. Think of it like a noisy neighbor. You might not love their constant chatter, but acknowledging their presence can help you tune it out. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Once you've identified those negative voices, start challenging them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there evidence to support it? What would I say to a friend who had this thought? You'd probably offer them some encouragement and perspective, right? Well, treat yourself with the same kindness. 3. Focus on progress, not perfection. Remember, progress is a journey, not a destination. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Did you finally finish that project? Awesome. Did you get out of bed today and face the day? That's a victory too. Shifting your focus from perfection to progress can be a game changer. 4. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone stumbles. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over it, acknowledge the misstep, learn from it, and move on. 5. Embrace imperfection. This is a big one. Embracing imperfection isn't about giving up or settling for less. It's about recognizing that striving for flawlessness can be paralyzing. Allow yourself to make mistakes, to experiment, to try new things without the fear of failure looming over you. You'll be surprised at what you can achieve when you let go of the need to be perfect. Now, picture this. You're working on a presentation for an important meeting. Your inner critic is going wild, whispering doubts and insecurities in your ear. What if I mess up? What if they think it's boring? What if they laugh? But you remember our 5 takeaways. You take a deep breath, acknowledge those thoughts, challenge them with logic and reason, and remind yourself that progress over perfection is the goal. You focus on delivering valuable information and engaging your audience. You embrace the imperfections. Maybe you stumble over a word or two, but you keep going. And guess what? The presentation goes great. See, overcoming perfectionism isn't about becoming complacent. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of self-criticism so you can truly shine. Remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and you have so much to offer the world. So go out there and make it happen without letting that inner critic hold you back. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words, a friend, a colleague, even a family member. And if you found this helpful, leave a review on your podcast app. Your feedback helps others find the Daily Stoic Blueprint and join our community of resilience and strength. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourselves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.